Mad Marv's Notebook for September 2nd, 2014. My first podcast after the Dog Days podcast has ended. So now I'm just looking for something to do while I'm waiting for some servers to shut down at my day job. The electric company is planning or has announced a power outage in the, I guess, the couple blocks that my employer happens to sit in. It's going to occur around 2 a.m. tomorrow morning and last until, I think they said, 10 a.m. So I'm shutting down the servers overnight in anticipation of it. And I'm the last one in the office and there's no one else around right now. So not much else to do while I'm just waiting and confirming that everything is safely put to bed. I've been recovering from Dragon Con mostly. The total, I don't know if you want to call it score, for my trip is 6,000 photos at about 100 gigs total. That's a lot of stuff. I didn't realize how much pictures I shot until I measured my backup. I think my backup actually measured about 140 gigs, but I had already started editing some of my photos, and when I take a raw file and bring it into Photoshop, it immediately balloons up to about a gigabyte in size. But if I just measure all of my original files that came off the camera, it comes out to about 6,000 at 100 gigs. And consequently, I'm now 95% full on my backup hard drive, and I'm probably going to have to start shopping for some new backup hard drives. Looking on Amazon right now, 4 terabyte drives going for about $150, $140. A 5 terabyte external hard drive for 180. Which should I choose? Gotta buy at least two of them so I can have two backups. Funny thing is, at the rate I'm going, I'm wondering if this extra 2 terabytes. Oh, I forgot to mention that I currently have a 3 terabyte hard drive, external hard drive, as my backup right now at 95% capacity. So if I go and upgrade this to a 5 terabyte hard drive, I'm hoping it will be enough space for at least a year or two before I fill that up as well. It's a kind of a vicious cycle when you keep shooting large pictures. You need even larger backup hard drives. The way to think about it is, yeah, you need 3 copies of everything you want to keep. So that 20 or 30 megabyte raw image ends up costing you at least 100 megabytes or so of space per photo if you consider all of your backups in addition to your working files. So I'm just sitting here debating whether I should pull the trigger on a 4 terabyte or 5 terabyte drive and buy two of them. And pretty soon I think I'll be making similar sort of decision for the office. I think I may have mentioned in one of my first Dog Days podcasts that we're approaching capacity on the backup drives for the office backup. And it's weird how my personal photography storage needs are almost the same size as the entire office of, say, 50 engineers and architects. So it's kind of a interesting situation where I end up beta testing backup software for the office by practicing on my own photography. So anyway, what to do? What else has been going on? I finally got back into the office this morning and cleared out my inbox in about, I want to say, 3 hours, including all interruptions. When I got back to my desk, there were, was there one laptop, one or two, was it two phone? No, two laptops, one phone, one MiFi data card sitting here from various people turning in devices. I think one employee left the company and I got his laptop phone. Another employee said he didn't need his data card, so he wants to turn it back into the pool for reissuing to issue to somebody else. And what else is sitting on here? I forget. A lot of odds and ends to clean up now that I'm back in the office. Oddly enough, no real crises while I was away. That's kind of a relief.
Usually it's a little more scatterbrained when I get back into the office when I'm gone for more than a week. And while I was on vacation, I don't think there were too many emergencies. Oh, no real emergencies, I guess. Just some little odds and ends. I think everyone was saving it up for and just leaving it on my desk for when I get back. Luckily, that didn't really turn out that way. Oh, and in other news, I've got a speech contest coming up this Saturday. I'm helping or the organizer put it together, and we're right now just madly scrambling to find judges and other contest officials for this. I may have mentioned before that I'm pretty active within Toastmasters, and I'm one of the district officers, and part of it is organizing speech contests. And the level I'm at now, I'm just helping out other Toastmasters who have volunteered to become district officers. I'm helping them organize their own speech contests to kind of just show them the ropes and help polish their leadership skills and getting volunteers to help. And right now it's crunch time for one of these contests. It's a little behind schedule considering where they should be in the week leading up to the contest, scrambling to find volunteers now. Although we do have a lot of contestants in this particular contest, so things are a little lopsided. A lot of contestants, not many volunteers. It's often the opposite case where we have enough volunteers and a handful, maybe half a dozen contestants. I think we're looking at maybe 8 or 9 contestants in the various contests. Right now, in this particular contest cycle, we have the humorous contest. Speech contest and the evaluation speech contest. Humorous is it's not exactly like stand up, but you're supposed to give us humor speech, which incorporates various types of humor, but it should not be a monologue like you would see on late night talk shows. It should be a formal story in a speech, not a series of one-line jokes. And the evaluation contest is something, I guess, something kind of unique to Toastmasters because every Toastmaster who gives a speech gets an evaluation, but the evaluation in itself is a speech and a performance. And some evaluators are very talented. So to recognize that, there's an evaluation speech contest. And I know of one of our club members has taken the state title in this particular contest. She's not competing in this cycle right now, but she's busy in other endeavors right now, and we're all just putting together another round of contestants to see who's going to become the next champion in the humorous and evaluation speech contest. So that's going to be occupying my time, or at least a pretty big chunk of time from now until probably the end of October, if all goes according to plan. And meanwhile, in addition to all of that, I really do want to get to editing those photos I took on my trip. And last year, I ended up with roughly the same amount of photos. And I don't think I finished editing them until, I want to say, November, mid-November. I know it was definitely after Halloween before I got the last of my photos finished. But I will probably prioritize some photos like the one of Craig in the Dragon Con parade. I think I got a couple of him. After I got his attention, he came right at me and looked straight into the camera. Those were kind of neat. And a couple of panels that I attended. I managed to get the Night Attack one put up really quickly on Sunday morning, just because I knew from from watching that panel that it was going to be kind of interesting. I wanted to get something up before they release the video into their feed. I wanted to get the jump on that because it would be real interesting. And what else? How long have I been talking for? Feels like a really long time. Almost 10 minutes. I think that's good. I'm not sure how often I'm going to be doing this. I know I've always wanted to put regular content into this feed. I just tend to fall off the wagon right after Dragon Con. But we'll see how long this lasts, and I'll talk to you soon.